This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The world welcomed the new year 2025 with the grandeur and festivities as the dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings marked the beginning of a new chapter. The national capital welcomed new year 2025 with a blend of religious fervor and vibrant celebrations. People in Arunachal Pradesh to engage in partying, dancing, music and firework displays to welcome the new year across the state. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. Union Cabinet has approved the continuation of PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Aswani Vaishnaw said that the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Cabinet also approved extension of one-time special package on D-ammonium phosphate fertilizers between the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric ton. Vaishnaw said the farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilogram. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Mein, while extending his warm greetings to the state's people on New Year 2025, reaffirmed the government's commitment to holistic development and announced a renewed focus on critical sectors including education, health, agriculture and tourism. Acknowledging the importance of inclusive growth, he emphasized initiatives aimed at empowering the women and youth, recognizing their pivotal role in shaping the future of the state. Women and youth empowerment will remain at the core of our policies and programs as we work together to build a progressive Arunachal, he added. He also reiterated that a transformative agenda aimed at achieving sustainable development and prosperity for the state. An Itanagar Municipal Corporation team led by Mayor Tame Fasang undertook a significant visit to key waste management facilities in Goa in order to gain first-hand knowledge of advanced waste management practices, including recycling techniques and sustainable waste treatment solutions. The delegation comprising IMC corporators and officials explored innovative waste treatment solutions and technologies at Vasudha Waste Treatment Private Limited and Manohar Parikar Integrated Municipal Waste Treatment Facility. The IMC mayor said this visit has been an invaluable learning experience for our team. The knowledge and expertise shared by professionals in Goa will greatly guide our waste management strategies in Itanagar. Several carcasses of wild animals, including birds apart from guns used for illegal hunting, were seized during a joint operation by a team of the East Siang District Unit of Ali Bane Keba Police and Forest Department personnel on Tuesday. The joint team also apprehended individuals involved in hunting and seized two air guns along with live bullets. The seized animal carcasses were of a variety of animals like the grey trapeye, partridge, wild parrot, civet porcupine, wild goat, rodents in bulk, wild pig, stink bug around 82 kilograms, and venison. The joint operation was carried out in two different locations, Legging Village under Pasighat Circle and Ranighat Bridge. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers, and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. Over 1.8 crore students from government-funded higher education institutions, including universities and IITs, will have access to research papers published in top journals across the world. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.